Many of us have been reflecting about where we were this time last year. It was when some of us realized we would be required to work from home in order to stem the spread of COVID-19. And Callum, what do you remember about this time last year?
Boy, Tanya, you know, I remember it was a very disruptive time for my family. You know, my wife and I have two biological children, and we're also foster parents, and we were caring for a three-month-old baby. And just a few days before the station sent most of us to go work from home, we'd gotten a call about an eight-month-old. This was a baby we had cared for in the past. She'd gone back to her bio mom for a while, but that didn't last. And we just couldn't bear the thought that she was going to go to another unfamiliar home. So we took her back. And so just as the pandemic was hitting, we were figuring out life with two babies and four kids all together. And it was a challenge, to say the least. But you know what, Tanya? Now I'm actually really feeling blessed to have spent so much of the past year at home with my growing family.
What a time for you and your family, Callum. You know, I was hosting out of NPR West in Culver City, California, and out of an abundance of caution, NPR asked that I leave the building because my producer and I had been in contact with someone who had been in contact with someone who tested positive for the virus. And we were all learning in real time how this virus was spreading. You know, what strikes me about that moment is that we really understood the gravity of it, but we had no idea the devastation that lay ahead. And I'm sure a lot of you out there remember that feeling. We've all lost so much, but we want to know, what are you reflecting on this past year? What memories of coming together or working together in those early days are you reflecting on? Tell us by sending us an email to letters@hereandnow.org.